From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Lawmakers are working on bills that would give parents more options when it comes to choosing their child's school. WLRN's John O'Connor tells us one idea would even let parents choose a school in another district.
Parents would be able to enroll their children in any public school which has empty seats, according to proposals in both the House and Senate. The bills would erase traditional county-based school district boundaries. Parents would have to provide transportation for their children. And that's one reason lawmakers don't think many parents will take advantage of the option. But for parents who commute to another county for work, the idea might make sense. Both the House and Senate are working on school choice bills. The Senate bill would also let parents move their children to a new class if the teacher isn't certified in the subject. Florida has made school choice a priority, establishing several private school scholarship programs. State rules are also considered friendly for publicly funded but privately run charter schools. In Miami, I'm John O'Connor.
The height of tourist season means lots of people getting into the water, but for some, that's been proving dangerous, especially in the Florida Keys. Nancy Klinginer explains.
Keys investigators are looking into the deaths of three people who died while snorkeling Monday in separate incidents. A 71-year-old Texas man was taken to the hospital from a Key West snorkel boat and pronounced dead on arrival. A 72-year-old man from Illinois was snorkeling in the Tortugas, a group of islands 70 miles west of Key West, when he reportedly went unconscious and later died. And a 64-year-old Illinois woman reportedly began having trouble and became unresponsive after getting into the water off the Upper Keys. She was brought back on board the boat, where she was given CPR. On shore, she was taken to Mariners Hospital in Tavernier, where she was pronounced dead. So far this year, six people have died while diving and snorkeling off the Keys. Monroe County Sheriff Rick Ramsey says the Keys are seeing record-high numbers of visitors, and many of them, he says, are inexperienced or out of practice when it comes to diving and snorkeling. He recommends visitors know their limitations, take a refresher course if they're scuba certified but haven't dived in a while, and be especially careful when windy conditions make for rougher seas. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.